All right, Rabbi, good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up page Resh Yud Ches. Let's actually begin with the new section. Actually, I think we could begin where we left off. Second paragraph down. Me'achar shalamanu shehakol taloi babal. Now that we've established that for shalom bayis, I mean, this literally means for shalom bayis, everything is dependent on the husband. So, of course, again, remember, we spoke about this statement before. It doesn't mean that everything is the husband's fault. It means, again, that responsibility, yes, most things, right? It means that responsibility, ultimately, again, to quarterback reconciliation, responsibility, ultimately, to choreograph how things are going to be put back together, that rests on the husband. Fault is often shared, responsibility is often shared, but there always has to be, and I will say, in every relationship, in every situation, there always has to be one person who says, okay, I'm taking the achrayas to put things back together. I'm taking the achrayas to try to repair that which is broken. In the Mechaber's opinion, and again, it could be that there are different approaches or different insights in this, but in the Mechaber's opinion, that responsibility rests upon the husband. So he says, you're talking shiyeh mi min ha-korim shiyachshov, shutzarech lipa l'dika'on u'la'ashamos atzmius. So, you know, sometimes when you read this statement, that the responsibility to choreograph reconciliation and the responsibility to try to put things back together belongs to the husband, so then it's easy to take from that self-blame. Self-blame, I guess that means it's my fault. I guess that means it's my responsibility. I guess that means if there's discord, then there's something ultimately, again, that I am doing wrong. He says, lo zu aderech. Rabbi said, we've spoken about this many times. This is actually a very profound idea from the Machaber. Blaming oneself for things does very little. In other words, what does that mean? To go ahead and we'll discuss this in greater depth, to identify the ways in which I've made mistakes, to identify what I've done to cause myself to be in this particular situation, that is helpful and instructive because I can learn from that. To just simply blame myself for things usually is counterproductive because if I blame myself for something, generally what that does is that is a self-paralyzing process because blame often yields what? Blame often yields guilt. Guilt is generally not a very productive or helpful emotion. Person feels guilty enough, they simply shut down. So therefore, the Mechabris, I want to be clear, when we speak about the husband being quote-unquote responsible for choreographing the reconciliation, does not mean, therefore, that the goal is to feel guilty, because guilt doesn't really help all that much. Even if I am guilty, even if it is all my fault, this is such a profound statement. Even if it's true that I am at fault for every single thing, even if it means that I am at fault and I bear responsibility for all that is wrong, nevertheless, the sadness, atzvus, yeush, despair, redifa ha'atzmis, which loosely translated means beating myself up, uchadome, einam haderech letakin, does not at all help me fix things. Right? You will say, you have to understand something. Sometimes the way we go ahead and the way society operates is that when something goes wrong, so the first order of business is, what do we look for? Right? Who do we blame? Right? Like, it's an interesting thing. You know, Nebuch, this terrorist in Port Authority yesterday. You know, it's such an interesting thing that the most newsworthy item in all of this is that he did what he did because he doesn't like the way the Israelis are treating the Palestinians in Gaza. Like, somehow, like, Ma'inyan Shemitah Eitz HaHarsinai, like, who cares? What does it matter? More interested in why he's in this country. What is he doing here? How did he get here? You know, I mean, but we're so interested in figuring out, well, why? Who's to blame? And of course, the underlying push of that narrative is that somehow, again, it's Israel, it's whatever it is, we always look at who to blame. As Jews, figuring out who to blame is not really the first order of business. Very often, who's at fault becomes very clear and very self-evident. But rather, assigning blame doesn't help you fix the problem. The goal is when I identify something that is wrong, my goal is to figure out, how do I fix it? How do I move forward? How do I rectify it? Assigning the blame doesn't help me in any of those things. Ella, haderach latakini, rather, again, ultimately, the way to fix things is lilmod ma hutzarech letakin. When things go wrong, Rav Osai, what's the goal? What's the goal? The goal is, how do I fix it, right? If your car doesn't start, people don't spend 5 days figuring out who I should blame. I have to get to work. I have to get to the grocery store. I have to drive carpool. There's no time to assign blame right now. I just need the car to run. I need it to work. So same thing in life. When something is wrong, don't spend the time trying to figure out who to blame. Spend the time trying to figure out how do I fix it. V'lasos haschala chadosha. How do I start again? Belasos ma'asim latakin es hamuvas. And what do I need to do in order to rectify that which is broken? V'chamuvan lehispan al harbein ulevakish shabor yazra lo b'chol tzad v'tzad. And of course, it goes without saying to daven. I need to say to the Shrine of Osai, to fix things that are broken is not a simple and pasha thing. To fix things that are broken requires an incredible amount of effort and it requires the assistance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Osai, this is a very profound piece because, again, responsibility for something does not automatically equate with assignment of blame. Assignment of blame we're not interested in because it doesn't really matter. What I need to figure out at the end of the day is what went wrong. How did it go wrong? And how do I fix it? I'm interested in moving forward. I'm interested ultimately again in ensuring that the things which sidelined me do not sideline me again. Let's begin the next section. Tachnis Havra Ato Natsi Gesterecha Avodim in Yisrael Shez Kanas. We'll say, so now let's analyze this. Umimene Yomad La'adam L'shar Nisyonas Ketsiyan. So we'll say, well, obviously what we're talking about over here is we're focusing now specifically again in marriage, but the idea over here is we're using marriage as an example of a life nisayon, of a life challenge. Not that marriage is a life challenge, but rather we're speaking about the challenges which come up in marriage as an example, ultimately again, of other nisyonos that a person endures in life. And now what we're establishing is what's the process for dealing with those nisyonos, and by extension, ultimately, again, dealing with the other nisyonos that we encounter in existence. He says, "Keti gilag ube'ezer derech ya'amod b'nisern be'amuna v'yavor oso atzlocho ulefisha maskel la'avod al atzmo sha'alt shetarech sha'alt kol panim yishar miyad es nahagusa hara b'po." So we'll say, here's the amazing part. The first thing, what's the first step to addressing my life challenges? The first step is that if I'm engaged in negative behaviors, to stop the behaviors. We'll say this, Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful piece at Shin Ala Tshuva, where the Rav discusses the idea, the Gemara discusses the certain people who don't have a chilek in Olam Haba. We'll see this in Avodah Zarah. I think we saw reference in Sanhedrin as well. There are some people who don't have a chilek in Olam Haba, and amongst them are the Mesachik Bekuvia, the person who goes ahead and plays with dice, the professional gambler. So the Gemara says, Ketzah Tshuva. So how does he go ahead and do Tshuva? So the Gemara says, he has to smash the dice. So the Rav says, I don't understand, why does he have to smash the dice? Why can't he just, put them away, put them on a high shelf, give them to a friend? So the Rav explains very profoundly, because as long as those dice are in existence, he is tethered to that negative behavior. Sometimes the first step in ultimately changing ourselves is actively stopping negative behaviors. If we're honest with ourselves, very often what happens is when we want to change, so what part do people love about change? They love taking stuff on. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to read Tehillim 27 times an hour, and I'm going to do all these wonderful, give tzedakah, I'm going to do chesed, I'm going to do anything and everything, but change the negative thing that is causing me to constantly fail and fall. And it makes sense, because engaging in positive dynamic activity is exciting, is fun, is spiritually refreshing. changing negative character traits is much more difficult and often a grueling process. Like we saw Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal says that changing one midah is more difficult than learning the entire Torah. It's, by the way, just parenthetically, this is also why, you ever notice, we make all kinds of Kabbalahs, all kinds of promises to ourselves during Chodesh Elul, Yamim Noraim, and it's right about like this time of the year, when sometimes we feel like we're right back at the same place where we were this time last year. What's the pshat? Why don't I have traction on my life initiatives? And the answer very often is because I've done everything but tackle the real issue. I have personality issues. I have mida issues that I'm not actively tackling. So it's great. I'm learning more. I'm giving more tzedakah. I'm doing more chesed. Those are all beautiful things. But if I don't tackle the core issues, if I don't tackle the core problems, if I don't stop engaging in the negative behaviors, it's difficult to get real life traction. And that's what the Mechaber says. He says, "Lifnei shemaschil la'avod al atzmo." Before I begin to work on myself, before I begin to move myself forward, before I begin to figure out, you know, what am I taking on, what am I going to do? Sara sha'al kol panim mishana miyadis hinagusa rabbe poal. What are the things that I'm doing that are wrong? What are the things that I'm doing that are incorrect? What are the things that I'm doing that are actively holding me back and sabotaging me day in and day out? Those things have to stop. Sheperusho, Shemad Akshav Hayakamson, Ra Ra'ain Va'achzar. If until now I was a miser, greedy, and cruel, Me'akshav Yaspil Lashpia V'laseis B'li Gvul Ishto, Yishlach Lo Kesef V'matanos, V'muyachal Adabri Ita Yidabri Ita, V'yavtiach Lo Shu Yitapa B'chol HaBayo Shiyish Lahem, B'gashmius U'beruchnius. So his idea over here is, if let's say again I've been a stingy person, a negative person, just a nasty person, so the way to begin to address this is change that midah. Address that, specifically if that's manifesting itself in the context of my marriage, I have to go ahead and change that to become a more giving person, become a more loving person, become a more outgoing individual. Give your, again, he's jumping back to Shalom Bayis in just a moment, but again, if sometimes these core issues or these core midos are what undermine my Shalom Bayis. If those midos underline my Shalom Bayis, then the idea is, how do I correct them? And how do I give my wife the reassurance, ultimately, again, that it's going to be different going forward? V'yidaber im yeladov, v'yargia osam, shehulo azav osam, uli olam uli ya'ilo ya'azav osam, v'yaspir lahem shuhalach letapa b'kama inyanim, v'zelatov eshom yichutz labayis, v'yivaki shem shiyishmu b'kol imam, ben Adam. And again, if I've failed my children, and I haven't been there in the way that I should, and I haven't been the proper influence that I should, and I haven't reassured them the way that I should, change it. Change it. Change it. The Mechaber says sometimes the first step to comprehensive cathartic change is actually a very profound statement. Yaschil lihios ben Adam. Begin to be a mensch. Begin to be a mensch. I have to figure out, before we discuss, you know, what profound spiritual changes I'm going to make, what profound inner changes I'm going to make, but sometimes, again, the path is not just the Shalom Bayis, but the path ultimately to general life growth is to figure out, what are the areas in which I'm not a mensch? What are the areas in which I'm not behaving appropriately? What are the areas, ultimately, again, in which I know that I'm engaging in negative behaviors that are actively holding me back? Identify those areas, make a plan to change, and execute. Yaschil lihios ben Adam. When I try to begin to be a mensch in the different areas of life, ultimately, again, it positions me, not just for better Shalom Bayis going forward, but for better life success. Right? So we'll stop over here. Emirat Hashem, we're going to be picking up. We're not going to have the shir over Hanukkah, because over Hanukkah we start the daf at 5:45, as davening, Israeli davening begins at 6:30, but Emirat Hashem will continue right after Hanukkah.